Lesson 41. Memories. I'm trying to think of my earliest memory. I vaguely remember. Remember a little bit, not in much detail. When my brother was born, I was around 3 years old at the time. But I distinctly remember my first day of kindergarten when I was around 5. When I look at photos, even more memories come flooding back. Memories come to mind. I remember my school, my classmates, and my teacher, who would constantly remind us to clean up the classroom because we were always making a mess. I'd completely forgotten the teacher's name, though, and my mother had to refresh my memory, remind me of a fact I'd forgotten. I still have a lot of my toys from when I was a kid. They bring back fond memories, pleasant memories, of long afternoons spent playing with my brother. I also remember a family vacation to Switzerland when I was about 8. That was an unforgettable experience. My most traumatic memory is of my uncle dying in a car crash when I was 10. He was only 32 years old, younger than my dad, and the memory of the funeral still haunts me. The sad or profound memory stays with me. I still wear a bracelet that was a Christmas present from him. It serves as a sobering reminder. It provides a serious reminder not to take a single day of life for granted. Unfortunately, I have a terrible memory for people's names, unless the name is unusual or particularly memorable. Just the other day, I was talking to an acquaintance from church, and my mind went blank. I couldn't think of anything when I tried to think of her name. I racked my brain, tried hard to remember something, but nothing came to mind. My husband gently reminds me that I really need to pay more attention, because it makes a bad impression when I call people by the wrong name. Now listen and repeat to practice your pronunciation of the collocations about memories. Vaguely remember. Distinctly remember. Memories come flooding back. Constantly remind. Completely forgotten. Refresh my memory. Bring back fond memories. An unforgettable experience. Traumatic memory. The memory haunts me. Serves as a sobering reminder. A terrible memory. Particularly memorable. My mind went blank. I racked my brain. Came to mind. Gently reminds me. Makes a bad impression. Now take the quiz to practice the collocations about memories.